Respectfully. Nah. La cosa bonita yo tengo sin re.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Respectfully Nah, the podcast where we talk old school traditions and new school truths and decide if we're rocking with it or respectfully saying nah.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? I'm Mina.
And I'm Amara. And today's topic is one that might ruffle a few lace fronts and church hats, so brace yourself. Grandma stayed through cheating, but now we are the ones who are too sensitive.
Whew, already spicy. First of all, shout out to the OGs, the grandmas, great aunties, all the women who held it down in ways we might not even understand.
Facts. This ain't disrespect, but let's keep it a buck. A lot of our elders stayed in situations that were questionable at best, toxic at worst.
Big questionable. Like, how many times have you heard, yeah, grandpa had a little something on the side, but she stayed. And somehow, that's used to guilt us for leaving a situationship after two red flags and a bad playlist.
Yo, not the bad playlist. But that generation had this badge of honour for enduring. Like, if your man's cheated and you didn't throw a brick through his windshield and then cook him dinner anyway, you weren't a real woman.
Seriously, the bar was in hell, and it's wild because they'll say we're too sensitive or don't know how to make relationships last. But what if we just have options now?
Bingo! Grandma ain't have an apartment in her name, no real income, three kids, and no TikTok therapist telling her she deserves better.
And no group chat. You know how powerful a group chat is when you need to snap out of some BS?
Sis, we saw him with her close friends. Drop him.
Look, endurance doesn't always mean strength. Sometimes it's survival, sometimes it's fear, and a lot of times it's just not knowing there's another way.
And now that we do know, respectfully, we're not tolerating emotional neglect, baby mamas popping out like surprise features, or dry apologies with no growth.
We're not doing that. Love shouldn't feel like suffering. Ain't nobody too sensitive. We're just finally choosing ourselves.
Say that again.
We're choosing ourselves. And that doesn't mean we don't fight for love. It means we don't fight ourselves in the process.
So to the y'all give up too easy crowd, respectfully, nah.
Big nah. We're building relationships on respect, trust and peace, not pain and performative loyalty.
And if that makes us sensitive, then pass me the tissues, fam.
Yo, same. And that's all for today, y'all. If you like this episode, share it with someone who still thinks love means struggle.
Catch y'all next time on Respectfully Nah. Peace.